You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Hey, good afternoon, and welcome to Humanitarian Radio on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I am Tony St. Tone. You're listening to Humanitarian Radio, which we come to you every Sunday at 3 o'clock, broadcasting good news around the world.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of really great things to talk about today. One of them is going to be Nancy Cartwright, the voice of Bart Simpson, and is here with us today.
Love her.
She has been doing this for like 25-something years, I believe.
27, to be exact.
27 years. Longest running TV show in history of TV, I believe.
The Simpsons?
Correct? Yes. Hmm. Yeah. So that's a great gig, the fact that she landed it 27 years ago and is still doing it.
Gotta love that.
I think her license plate says Forever 10.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. If it's a great gig like that, 27 years.
Yeah, like, she's always great to talk to, and she's got a really cool thing coming on. She's doing a fundraiser that the public is invited to.
Yep.
What a blast. We've been doing this fundraiser for, I don't know, maybe 5, 6, 7 years now.
Yeah.
And for us, it's been a blast every time. She invites people to her house. She does a great poker tournament. She has, you know, awesome toys and rides and fun stuff for the kids. And it's a full-day family event or, you know, guy hangout afternoon or, you know, girlfriend go hang in a backyard. It's for everybody.
Yeah. You know what's great is that Nancy is one of the calluses that bring us out here. You know, she was the one who
was
out to do a show,
yeah,
a fundraiser, many years ago. We were out here. We met her at a IFF awards ceremony. It was a
International Film Festival
awards ceremony. She was the guest host, and she saw the band. She says, I want to hire you guys. And then next thing you know, we're on a plane. We flew out, and we flew out a second year again.
Yeah.
And we're like, we should really move out to California.
Yeah, the third year we came out to do the event, and we stayed here. It was awesome. And here we are. Ta-da!
And here we are.
So, yeah, we definitely invite all of you guys to not only listen to her segment on the show, but come to the event with us. The band is playing, the full band, and she's always got a bunch of great people there, great, great people. It's food, fun for the whole family. So she's coming up shortly. I want to talk about a few things today that I find quite interesting in my weekly research of things going on in the world and that. You know, we just had April Fool's Day go by.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get fooled, no.
You didn't get fooled.
No.
Wow, that's actually pretty good.
Won't get fooled again. I listen to The Who.
I usually get fooled by my son every single year, but I think he might have forgotten what day it was because I got a little slack this time. I was quite pleased, TJ, so thank you for bailing on slamming me this year.
He's probably going to get you like on April 5th or 6th.
Yeah, right. So the number one fundraising event on April Fool's Day, guess what that might be?
I have no idea. Wait a minute. Is this an April Fool's joke?
Yeah, right?
I have no idea.
The most fundraised style of event on April Fool's Day is murder mystery dinner shows.
So does that mean that they raise the most money for fundraisers
in April
or for April Fool's Day?
For April Fool's Day, it's the style of event. Like some people will have a ball and some people will have, you know, this event, that event.
Okay.
The number one event for April Fool's Day is murder mystery dinner shows.
I would have never thought that.
So have you ever been to one?
No.
Really?
No. I've gone to Tony and Maria's wedding.
Oh, Tony and Tina.
Tony and Tina's
Maria
wedding.
Would be your sister.
Yeah,
you're Tony,
sister.
Yeah.
I went to her wedding, too, though. Yeah, no, I've never gone to that type of a dinner. It's very similar where there's different actors that are slipped in within the audience and you really don't know who's who.
Yeah, yeah. I did one of these once when I lived in Florida. Fort Myers has a historic railway, and somebody did a fundraiser. It was $75 a ticket, and that paid for your dinner and a train ride. So $25 of every ticket went to the fundraiser, and $50 paid for your train ride and your dinner. And then it was a really high-end dinner, and it included a drink.
And a murder.
And a murder. So you're brought onto this old train that's been refurbished, so it's actually really nice. And you're taken all through the backwoods of Fort Myers, which is very Everglades-ish, very woodsy, very alligator eyes in the night.
Alligator infested. Yeah.
And while you're having this dinner, they seat you with a variety of different people. So if you go there with, like, we went with six people, two of us sat together at each table, and they spread us around, so we were sitting with strangers. And
now, I want to stop you there. Do they do that on purpose? They purposely
yes,
separate
you? Yes, they do.
You.
Yeah. Okay. We didn't know why. We didn't realize that
they
something was going to
up.
Happen.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so we're having our dinner, and a fight ensues in the aisle, and a woman is yelling, and two conductors come running back, and we're like, oh, my, who's running the train and all that. And then you quickly realize that it's the show has begun. And so the people on the train start, or that are actors, start getting everybody at all the different tables involved. And next thing you know, a gunshot goes off, and there's a murder on the train, and the lights blinked out, and who did it, and all of that kind of thing. So for an hour and a half, you're basically enthralled in this storyline of whodunit, and come to find out, they planted different people at all these tables with us that we thought were other people enjoying the ride and the show with
us. Of course,
yes. And, you know, the guy at our table was the murder guy, and I had no clue. And it was all
really?
Yeah.
So he was sitting right next to you?
He was sitting in front of us, yeah. Very entertaining. Wow. A lot of fun. For a fundraiser, that was a blast, and I recommend that highly. And if you don't have, like, a train in your area, you can do some other really cool stuff like that, you know, to raise funds.
We have theaters that
funds.
Do it. Yeah, it doesn't have to be on a train.
Yeah, so that was a lot of fun. So something else that's going on is my company, Artistic Journey, we've been doing a lot of springtime fundraising preparations and summer shows and spring break and stuff like that. What I'm noticing is there is a huge trend going on in the glow-in-the-dark market, as in I have three different clients who have created glow products in the last 12 months. I have a client that is going and selling their product at all of these glow-in-the-dark events. And there's a trend in music called EDM, the electronic dance music. And what they all have in common is they're all taking place at night using products that glow in the dark.
So we're going back to the 80s,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, 70s and 80s is what they're saying. So I was looking into that online and going, wow, I'm definitely seeing a trend in my own company, what's actually going on out there. And then I found this whole world of glow-in-the-dark fundraising ideas and fundraising events that are going on. And one of the things that people are doing is they're organizing a kids' all-night bike-a-thon. So they set everybody up in glow-in-the-dark clothing, and they put glow-in-the-dark little stickers on their bikes and stuff like that. And they pre-raise money for a distance, just like when you're walking around for, you know, you're walking in a...
a walk for cancer type
thing. Yeah. And you say, I'm going to walk 5 miles. Will you give me a nickel for every mile, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what they're doing on these bike trails.
I hope it's more than a nickel.
To be a nickel. That's let's hope it's $5
I got 25
now.
Cents, and I just walked 5 miles for it. So hopefully we can up the ante there.
Right. So anyway, that's a fundraising thing they're doing for kids, and I can only imagine that kids at night riding bikes all night long, what a blast.
I do it.
They'll sleep all day the next day.
Yeah.
It'll
and they're raising money, and they're doing a good thing.
Beautiful weekend for you. I found that in Hartford, Connecticut, every year, they do a three-night bike ride fundraiser. For three nights, they deck out everything again. You know, they got these crazy hats and crazy glow-in-the-dark clothing and all that kind of thing. And they do a three-night bike raising.
Now, is that continuous?
Three nights in a row.
Three nights in
Friday,
a row.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's a place in Missouri that sets up an obstacle course with hay bales on a farm, and the bikers roam around in the dark.
Okay.
Ruh-roh. Let's hope there's medics around for that one. Paris does this thing where they do a night bike tour that goes to various clubs. It's put on by Fat Tire. So you're going through the Eiffel Tower, and you're going biking location to location to location.
Fat Tire beer?
Yeah. And they charge $150 for the tour. You go to six clubs. You wear a wristband.
So let's see. You're drinking.
While biking.
Fat Tire beer and riding your bike in the dark in Paris.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
What could go wrong? No wonder you need glow-in-the-dark stuff. Just find the people on the side of the road. It's like, oh, there's Jimmy. I guess he didn't make it to the next bar.
New Orleans does a cemetery tour on bikes.
Okay.
You ever heard of that?
No.
They do New Orleans is famous for
their ghost rides,
ghosts
and, ghost
and all
thing,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you can do a bike riding tour at night through the cemeteries.
That's
oh, my.
Again, glow-in-the-dark products are there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're, you know, clothing themselves completely with it. Some of the glow-in-the-dark stuff that I've been ordering, getting made and stuff like that is glow paint for your face.
Okay.
People are now having glow-in-the-dark tattoos done with glow-in-the-dark ink tattooed onto their body so that when they go into black light in these electronic dance movement music clubs and parties, they actually, their tattoo will glow in the dark.
Glow,
real
you gotta
tattoo.
You've got to be kidding me.
No. Glow hair, glow clothing, candy beads, K-A-N-D-Y, beads.
I'm still caught up on the glow-in-the-dark tattooing. You know,
everything
else is like become
eyeliner.
Temporary. But, you know, the glow-in-the-dark tattoo, that's really interesting. That it'll actually last that long?
Well,
I guess.
It's a tattoo, yeah. It's
yeah, I guess I wasn't sure how long glow-in-the-dark paint lasts.
Well, it's ink. So it's just like the ink on a regular tattoo. It just glows in the dark. It's going to last as long
How
as the one
on
your arm.
How good can that be for you if it's glowing in the dark?
I wouldn't think really good.
In your arm.
But I have to tell you that one other product that I'm having it developed for a client, is glow-in-the-dark lip gloss. And it's actually been quite the struggle to find a company that can make an all-natural that glows in the dark. And they're figuring it out. I mean, they're very close. We're going to do an event in Vegas in June, where they have 360,000 people in 3 days from 5 p.m. till 7 in the morning. And
Right. They do the all-nighters.
I'm going to be there with one of my clients and partners, a group called FIY. And FIY was trying to figure out what can we give out that will be useful, because people will be dehydrated, so you want to help them out in any way you can. We're going to have all-natural lip balms made that happen to glow in the dark, so it will replenish and give them moisture to their mouth, mm-hmm. but also it'll glow in the dark and it'll be something that they'll actually take part in.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So what I'm learning here is if you want to get your teenager involved in a fundraiser, because
you could get them into a glow-in-the-dark
create
fundraiser.
A glow-in-the-dark party of some sort. All you need is a DJ and a black light. Truly. Trust me, the teenagers will bring the rest. They have this new trend going called candy beads, K-A-N-D-Y. It's little beads that we used to play with in the 60s and 70s. They are glow-in-the-dark. They string them all together in pretty colors, and they put three or four letters in them. And they're all about sharing peace, love, joy, and happiness. So you can do a fundraiser with the candy beads. They're handmade. Everybody makes their own, something along that line. But I had done a fundraiser on the going from place to place when I had heard about the Paris thing years ago. A friend of mine was looking to do a fundraiser, and we came up with this idea that we would ride bikes from location to location of all these tourist spots in our town. So one spot was the beach, and at the beach it was scavenger-oriented as well and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So some was bars, we went to a museum, we went to a restaurant, it lasted 4 hours. We charged everybody $25 to come along for the ride with us. We were able to raise $4,000. We had 150 people that came.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was great. We all had a blast. We went to a bunch of different places. Every place that we went to, we talked to the owners about comping them either tickets to get in or two free drinks or an appetizer or something in exchange for the advertising of their location on this map. And it worked out great. It was a lot of fun. We raised $4,000, had a great, you know, afternoon, and we had 150 people just by putting it in. We put it in the newspaper that we were doing this.
I think if you make it creative like that, it just creates more interest as far as fundraisers are concerned. I mean, there's a lot of great fundraisers out there, but things like that they're actually more interactive and not just sitting at someone's hall.
Yeah.
Or theater.
Yep,
it's like you're getting someone out and about, and you're getting other places participating.
Fun.
You know, now you're getting four or five restaurants or bars participating, so you're getting that much more awareness involved in advertising what you're trying to raise money for. So I think it's a really great idea.
And let me tell you about one last one on this whole glow-in-the-dark fundraising thing.
Mm-hmm.
Glow-in-the-dark golf. They are now making glow-in-the-dark golf clubs, golf balls, tees, and the illuminated caddies. Golf bags.
Really? I know they do illuminate.
Everything.
I mean, they do glow-in-the-dark bowling.
Oh, right, right. We did that ourselves
last
week.
That's bowling, and you're just basically in a room, so you more or less know where you are.
Yeah, so
you know where the ball is and where the lane is. But when you're hitting a little glow-in-the-dark ball.
Yeah, and they're green.
And they're, yeah, like, where are you gonna, how are you going to find that? But I guess somehow you do find it.
Now, one other idea that I put together just in brainstorming with a girlfriend of mine recently. Canvas painting parties where you invite a couple, spend $100 that lets you buy a really nice size, good size canvas, and you do a wine and cheese type of offering, and you offer glow-in-the-dark paint, and everybody paints their own canvas to take home while they're hanging out amongst a bunch of friends and having a little party. So
everyone paints their own canvas.
Yeah. So you and your spouse or your best friend or whoever you bring to this party, you guys paint a canvas together and glow-in-the-dark inks and have some beverages and some snacks and have
that
a party.
Be different.
Have a get-together.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd like to do that. We're going to do that.
There you go.
Be a great fundraiser. I think
put it down. Put it down your calendar right now. We're going to do a painting party.
I'm in.
You can paint our living room, and then we'll give you a canvas that you can take home, too, of the same color.
Yeah.
How sweet is that?
Great, great, great fundraising fun for the springtime. I know that places like New England just got hit with another pile of snow. We're really sorry about you guys' luck. But
what kind of fundraiser can they have?
Build a snowman competition.
Yeah.
How about that?
In April.
Yeah.
That's or yeah, fundraiser to get rid of the
Easter
snow.
Easter eggs. How about?
Yeah.
Hide your snowballs instead of your Easter eggs.
Unreal. They want to raise money on how to get the weather back to normal, I think is what they're
trying.
Yeah,
how to get the sun to continue to shine and
not dump snow
on them. So we've got to take a quick break from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with Nancy Cartwright. And we're very, very, very excited to share with you this beautiful treasure of a woman that we've known for quite some time now. And stay tuned.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock song.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician
Tone.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.fainttone.com.
Mama said we can always work it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to
for music with a positive message, check out SaintTone.com.
Hey, this is Janie from Artistic Journey Promotional Products. Spring is just around the corner, and what a perfect time to jump into action with your business promotions, fundraisers, red carpet events, and personal parties. Let Artistic Journey find the perfect items to properly represent your ideas. From coffee mugs to banners to clothing and over 750,000 other goodies to put your logo on, we can find the right product at the right price for you. Now in our 20th year, let our experience bring you into action. Mention Humanitarian Radio and receive 20% off on your first order. Call today. Artistic Journey, 941-780-2538. So we're back, and our featured artist today is Miss Nancy Cartwright. And you might know Nancy as the voice of Bart Simpson, but she has actually done a gazillion other voices.
Yeah, from what I can see here, she was in Little Mermaid. She was in The Chipmunk Adventure, My Little Pony, the Twilight Zone movie, Godzilla, The Jungle Book. I mean, she is all over the board as far as what she's done. It's not just The Simpsons. She has really been...
Rugrats, Fat Albert. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on.
Richie Rich. Yeah, Fame.
Very impressive.
Yeah, she's done quite a bit. And so, you know, though Bart is her claim to fame, you might think, if you start looking in her biography, you can really see that she has done quite a lot. And she also is an actress, and she does a one-man show.
Well, she wrote a book about being forever 10, which is the age that Bart Simpson is portrayed, and then she turned that book into a one-man show, which I would imagine is probably hysterical. And if she resurrects that and brings that around again, definitely we're going to encourage everybody to come out and see it with us. Okay, so let's bring on Miss Nancy Cartwright. Hey, Nancy, how are you today?
Hi. Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thank you very much.
So awesome to have you. We've been working with you with the band St. Tone for a number of years now on fundraisers, and we've been able to see firsthand all the great things that you're doing to help out the community and people, you know, all over the place out of your big, beautiful heart. So we wanted to show you off today.
Awesome. I don't like that at all.
So, Nancy, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've been doing with Happy House? So I think people really want to know a little bit more about it and how they can get involved and what exactly the organization is all about.
Right. Well, I co-founded Happy House back in 2004 with a friend of mine named Rose Goss. At that time, the purpose of it was building better families. And we went around and we did demonstrations and seminars for parents to help them, you know, give them some tools to help with their family. And unfortunately, Rose is no longer with us. She passed away, but I carried on and actually kind of developed it even further and ended up creating a program called the Good Choices Program that has been used by the Boys and Girls Club and after-school programs and police activities league and just other after-school programs. And it's based on a simple book that I read a long time ago, and it was how I raised my children. And the booklet's called The Way to Happiness. The booklet was written by, people would know him as the founder of Scientology, but L. Ron Hubbard is much more than that. I had no idea of the vast amount of, involvement and, I just had no idea who this man really was until I guess I started having kids. And I had gotten a hold of this book and found out, I was just curious about him and found out more and more about him and realized that he was an educator and an aviator and a botanist and
had a lot of hidden talents that the world doesn't still know about.
Yeah. I mean, so a lot of people know that he was a science fiction writer, and he actually wrote so many books that it actually funded his own research into finding out what makes man tick. But this book was written in 1981, and it is perhaps still the only non-religious moral code that's out there. And
wow.
I found it kind of extraordinary because it crosses over all kinds of barriers, like that anybody can read it, no matter where you're from or what religion you are or...
Yeah,
no
matter what your age.
Yeah, no matter what makes you tick, it doesn't matter, because this book kind of addresses you as a being, and it's little simple tools to make your life a little bit better. And if you just read the book to find out about it, it gives you simple precepts like, you know, take care of your body, be worthy of trust, set a good example, never harm a person of goodwill, you know, love and help children, don't be promiscuous, do not steal.
Right.
Off the top of that. But I just loved it because actually anybody could have it.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway, my program actually developed into taking this little booklet, and we have the only the only authorized youth version of this particular book.
Wow.
So my book was piloted and put in the my local police activities league that's here in Northridge, and we piloted and had a super successful program. And from that pilot, it branched out, and now we've got a program in a chapter, if you will, in Santa Barbara, Locally, we have it in San Jose, in Seattle, Washington, in Salinas, California, Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, we've kind of branched out, and they're super special programs. I mean, I'm talking a lot here. Should I shut up and have
No. I was going to say one thing that I enjoy when we do your events, your fundraisers, is you always share success stories. And I love that part, you know, where you guys are obviously doing something really great to prompt success in human life, you know, and it's really cool to be able to hear, you know, some of like the family that you discussed last year, the young lady.
It's watching these kids get transformed, and it's really interesting. What I find is some of the most basic things that they didn't know or weren't taught by their parents because of their environment. So just this simple book has just opened their eyes to something that they normally wouldn't have been exposed to, though you think they would, but a lot of different societies and a lot of different upbringings are different. So a lot of the most simplest basic things that you teach, thou shalt not kill. You know, I remember someone saying something like that, and it's like, yeah, that's pretty basic, but it's
Hasn't been taught to everybody.
Right. So I think
it's interesting, Tony, that you say that, you know, thou shalt not kill, because back in 1980, the Kentucky Supreme Court actually banned the Ten Commandments from being able to be posted in the public school system.
Oh,
and if you think about it, that was in 1980, and from that moment on, it's like there was religion and state could not, you know,
right.
At least system was like it was banned because it was unconstitutional, because, you know, putting God into the school system where there are people there that's not their religious belief, so it was being enforced on them.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
If you look at those kids that were 10 to 18 years old, they are parents now of their own 10 to 18 year olds.
Right.
You're talking about a couple generations that then got yanked a certain moral code that was incredibly helpful, you know, got yanked out of the school system, and if they weren't getting it at home or at their church, they weren't getting it at all.
They had no place,
it's crazy. I mean, you look around and you just look at statistics and you look at the increase of teenage pregnancy, of drug abuse, of just criminality in general, of gangs. You know, it's like it's a problem out there. And so for me, I live in Northridge, California, and it's not just in Northridge, California. It's anywhere. You know, Dayton, Ohio. It doesn't matter where you live.
Right.
The kids today have their problems, and parents have trouble because there isn't anything really out there for them to embrace, you know, any kind of a moral compass that they can grab onto in which to help their kids.
So that's why
I do what I do.
And I really like, too, that the book itself is very simple to read. You know, it's not a bunch of big words. It doesn't matter what your age bracket is. They're going to understand the way it's written and the terminology that's used.
It's very straightforward.
It's very clear.
Very clear and a very simple read where you don't have to delve into a 500-page
You don't have to do a lot of
book.
Thinking to figure it out.
Yeah, it's true. And coupled with the booklet itself is a DVD that actually shows these one-minute little clips that demonstrate each one of the 21 precepts of the booklet.
That's really helpful.
To go with it. And so it's the really little guys, and it actually doesn't matter what age. When you look at these clips, it really gives you an idea in real life of how this can be, you know, and it shows through a little story. And they're beautiful. They're really high-end production values, and I'm really, really proud of the program.
Well, so, also, you know, in today's day and age, With videos and entertainment and kids being bombarded by everything from YouTube out there, having it in a DVD format where they can quickly just watch it's going to stick that much quicker as opposed to, here, read this book. Because not every child likes to read. I know I never liked reading growing up. I was like, reading, nah, I'd rather go play. But if you watched me, you know, if you showed me a movie or a DVD, then I'm more inclined to watch it because it catches my curiosity much quicker than having to sit and read. So it's great that you have it in two different formats.
Yeah, thanks.
So, Nancy, when you do...
They could just go to my website and they can see it at no charge. You just go to happyhouse.org. The little precepts are right there, and you can click onto it and see the video clip itself.
Excellent, excellent. So when you do your fundraisers are to support the book being made and the distribution of it and that type of thing?
Exactly. We're hosting on May 17th, I'm hosting my 9th annual fundraiser for Happy House. And it's an awesome thing. You guys are there every year, and you're playing your music, and we've got the kids taken care of with arts and crafts and barbecue and fun and games and all kinds of stuff while mom or dad or both or friend of the family or whoever wants to come to this. You have to be 21 because it's a Texas Hold'em style poker tournament, and it's actually so much fun. You know, we've gotten so big that we've actually got to move the tables into the front yard now, and we're expecting over 200 players.
Wow.
And I know. It's going to be
so
huge.
Awesome.
I know. So all the money, you know, will go. It's not to pay. Nobody's getting paid out of that. The money strictly goes for the printing of the booklet itself and the programs that I have that I had mentioned earlier.
Well, I have to say that we've been talking about this event of yours since we were invited and found out the date for this year's. So we've been telling our listeners for a few weeks now to get their tickets, get on board, come and see us, and come and play with you guys. It's the most fun that we have all year out of all the shows that we do. We have a great time there. Everybody is so nice and so much fun and just enjoying their day. You have a beautiful location, and the fact that you invite the public to come to your home is just such an open heart expression. It's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We've got some great sponsors and some great prizes and, like I said, fun and games for the whole family.
Now, don't you have – is there a car that's giving away? You're giving away a car this year?
I saw that.
Yeah,
there's going to be a car on display. It's going to be a 2014 Mustang GT convertible, and we're going to have it on display. And it's actually a not a raffle prize. I forget what they exactly call it. It's like some kind of a thing where you can buy a ticket to win it. You have to. Oh, I know what it is. You have to roll. You have to roll a number or something, and you have to roll a certain thing on the with the die.
Okay.
And so.
So it'll be competition.
Something where there's four or five dice and you have to get all sixes or all threes or is it
Well, I think it rolls out W-I-N-N-E-R.
Clever.
Okay.
W-I-N-N-E-R, and then there's it's six die and you roll those out and you have to get it exactly. It's not like if you roll W-W-W-N-N-I, you can't save them. It's not like Yahtzee. You have to roll it in one. You have to do it in one shot.
Cool. I think I better take the car for a test drive just to make sure it's safe for whoever wins it.
Yeah, that's true. you want to be sure that it's safe and has enough
right
gas.
Yeah,
right.
Has enough gas in it and stuff. Let me ask you this: Are you going any further as far as the book is concerned or the DVD? Do you feel like there's other things that you want to say as far as like? In the future, you're going to come out with a second book or anything like that, you know, for a different age group, or are you staying where you're at?
Expanding.
No, we're not coming out with another one, not in the near future.
Okay.
No, right now there's the two books. There's the original one that Mr. Hubbard wrote that's written for like eighth grade on up, you know, about 14 years old or whatever, and then there's my book, which is like a... you know, based on what he wrote, and it's really more for like 7 to 14.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's what we have right now. Some of the prizes, by the way, you know, when people come to play, which the door opens, I think the door opens at 1:30,
mm-hmm.
and the gaming actually starts at 3:00 from 3 to 8. And it just costs, if you want to come play, it's $100 to play or $25 just to attend. And there's an early bird sign up until April the 5th, which is coming up very soon.
Right,
which
right,
I think,
right.
that would have been yesterday. So that's over, but anyway, you can still come. You can still just come and play. But some of the prizes are, you want to hear some of the prizes?
Yes. Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure people want to know more about it because this is something that they might not have ever heard about. And like I said, it continually grows, and it's your ninth annual one, so it's just going to keep getting bigger and better every year. So, yeah, let us know what the prizes are.
Yeah, some of the prizes, a table read at the Simpsons with a Bart basket and a signed script, swag from Supernatural, NCIS swag, tickets to the Teen Choice Awards, tickets to the American Idol season finale, a signed script from Criminal Minds, Michael Bublé goodie package, swag from Josh Groban, four tickets to Disneyland, four passes to Disneyland, more signed items from John Travolta and Kelly Preston, and L.A. Racing package out of Irwindale Speedway, and a foursome for a golf, playing golf at Brookside, which is a private club.
Mm-hmm.
And those are some of our cool prizes, and there'll be more, obviously, because we're still doing it.
Now, are all these prizes going to be involved in the actual poker game? So as far as if you get in there and you play, that's how you can win these prizes? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay. And as far as the car, the car, you have to roll dice, and I'm assuming you pay a certain amount to get a shot at rolling the dice.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Because, you know, there's probably some people out there that might not play poker but still are very interested in coming out but would love a shot at a 2014 Mustang GT. I'm sure anyone could really roll dice. They're like, here you go. Just roll it.
Yeah, exactly.
Roll it and pray.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think that it's just an awesome thing that you're doing. I wanted to ask you if you had any idea over the years how many books that you have given out.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, huh?
That's a really good question. Oh, gosh, Jamie, you put me on the spot.
She stopped you.
I know it's a lot. We can just say a lot.
It's over a million. I know that for sure.
Yeah, wow. I remember
it's over
hearing
a million,
that.
It's in 2000, yeah, because in 2007, I sent out a million copies, two to each home in the entire San Fernando Valley in three different languages, in English, Spanish, and Armenian.
Wow.
And every household got two copies, and the phone lines just lit up. People wanted to buy packets of these by the dozen, and you can do that. You can certainly, again, you can go to happyhouse.org and find out how you can get more copies, and they're not very expensive. And, you know, you can sponsor it yourself and get your company's logo printed on it at no extra charge and just distribute them to your friends or neighbors or groups that you belong to, and that's how we kind of get the word out. And that is one of my biggest statistics, really, and greatest pleasures is finding out how many of these books actually went out.
Yeah.
So I would guess probably about 1.5 million personally.
That is,
you know,
so awesome. That's so awesome, Nancy. And I think it's really cool that other people have the opportunity to help you grow this business, if you will, and partner with you. And we're constantly talking about supporting people on the show and that type of thing and how they can get involved. And this what you're doing, people can easily get involved in their own communities and help you spread the word, get the book out there and the DVD and get people to really make a difference in the children and the families in their communities.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I just think it's great that you're actually reaching out and the fact that you're touching so many lives without even realizing it, just putting that book out there and getting it into the kids' hands makes such a difference because, again, a lot of them haven't been exposed to this. And unfortunately, sometimes we're victims of our environment. And if you've never been exposed to basic things like your book describes, you won't have access to it. You'll just be a victim of your environment. And if your environment is more about violence and surviving, then you won't really know much about happiness. So just the fact that you put it together and put it out there and continually just
keep it moving
is great. I mean, do you see yourself just continually just reaching out into different languages also as far as in a broader scale?
Yeah, we actually have it in Urdu now.
Wow.
And so we have it in four languages personally. I mean, Mr. Hubbard's book is in over 100. His is in over 100 languages. So anybody anywhere can get a copy of that book.
Yeah.
No matter what, and you know, they've been distributed all around the world, you know. So this is just a small part of a bigger picture, but it really, really makes a difference. I mean, some of the success stories that we get from these kids, this is kind of shocking to me to get. When I found this out, it just kind of touches your heart when you find out that a kid didn't know this without having done the program, that we've gotten several letters from kids saying that they didn't know that it wasn't, that it was okay to murder, you know? They had to be taught that.
That, I think, was one of the letters that you wrote, you read out loud last year at the event, was something along the lines of that, from a young boy and his mother.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, again, because if that's what happens in their environment, if, you know, there's shootings all the time or people are getting killed in their neighborhood, they're like,
that's normal.
That's just normal. It's the Wild West. They go, oh, yeah, well, Jimmy got shot. We don't know why, and it just happened. And if it's an everyday occurrence, it becomes normal to them. They don't realize that that's not normal. So
right.
Just the fact that you, that's what I meant by when you put out these things like, you know, thou shalt not murder, and you're like, really, you had to write that down? But again, I'm coming from my background thinking like, of
or
course
you were
not,
taught, right.
The way I was taught, but other kids aren't exposed to it. So
the other thing that I think is really great about giving a child one of these books, or, you know, not necessarily even a child, a teenager, an adult, whoever, is you never get to see the trickle-down effect that one person gaining that knowledge has passed on to family members or friends or, you know, people who are going down the wrong path. But you don't ever get to see that, you know, have that glory number. But you know that the trickle-down effect from every single kid who has accomplished and understood this book has to be tremendous just because of the environments that they're sharing it within.
Cool. Yep. Thank you very much for that. You're absolutely right.
We're really proud of you, girlfriend. You're doing a really awesome thing, and we really, really wanted to expose you to the world for the fabulousness you're doing that a lot of people don't have any idea that,
you know, it's so funny. If people come to this event, they're like, we get over 350 people. You know, 350, 400 people come to my house to do this event, and I don't know how many of them really know the value of what it is that they're doing, because they just like to play games,
right,
you know?
Right.
They come to these games, but it is tremendously helpful. I mean, they're doing such a good thing by coming, and it takes quite a bit for my staff to kind of set this up and arrange for it. There's a lot of preparation involved with it, and a lot of promotion, and a lot of knocking on doors and making phone calls and getting the sponsors to come on board, and we've got tremendous sponsors that are really, taking a, you know, really helping out, from Polani Watches to the Laugh Factory and Whole Foods and Fox and Galpin Motors. And, you know, it's like, these guys,
They're stepping up.
They're stepping it up, and I'm asking them to really take a big stance and, you know, be corporate sponsors. And this year, it's bigger and better than ever, and I'm so excited to be able to present this to, you know, to the public so that they can come and help out.
Absolutely. And we're really excited to get a bunch of our people to come and check you out. We've been talking about you and this party for years, and we're pushing you hard this year, going, okay, guys, we've been talking about this for a lot of years, and she's been doing great stuff. It's time you come and support it.
Right. And I think, I love the fact that, you know, you're able to come on our show and let people know really what it's all about. It's not just a party. It's a party with a purpose. So,
I think
that's great.
And happy
house. I'm going to quote you on that one. Party, if you're going to party with a purpose, man.
Exactly. I like it. Let's get a T-shirt that says that. Happy house, party with a purpose.
I love it.
Love that.
So happyhouse.org is where they go to get the tickets, Nancy?
That's right. Happyhouse.org, and you can click on the invitation, and there's a whole there's a PayPal thing there for you to add to your card, or however you want to do it, if it's for a kid or if it's for you just coming and not playing, or if it's for you to come and play.
And then do you guys have a Facebook also?
Well, it would be on my Facebook account. It would be on Nancy's, and it would be you could go there too.
Okay.
But I think the best way is really just going directly to happyhouse.org.
And what we'll do is put a link on our website for them to be able to buy tickets and direct them on to Happy House as well.
Yeah, yeah. They'll be able to see it.
Well, excellent. We want to thank you so, so very, very, very much. You know how much we love you, and we are just so thrilled to be able to show you off.
Thank you, Nancy.
You
we look forward to this show, and we look forward to seeing you real soon.
I appreciate it. I'll see you on the 17th.
Well, every week we like to dedicate a song to our guests, and this week the song is Chasing Happiness, in honor of Nancy Cartwright's organization, The Happy House. You can find this on www.sainttone.com. This is Chasing Happiness.
When you're looking up but you're feeling down, shooting for the stars but you hit the ground, looking for love in the wrong places, loving yourself will help your chances. Bundle of cash, buy a new toy, but it's never gonna last. A beautiful house can take you higher. Lightning strikes the woods of fire. Number one song could bring you fame, but you gotta do it twice to stay in the game. That success could be your lover. Too much stress could fool you under.
That was Chasing Happiness, and you can find that on sainttone.com, SAINTTONE.com. And actually, Tony, you wrote that song for a movie.
Yeah, that was the title track to Chasing Happiness.
Which went out, what, about a year ago?
About a year ago, yeah.
Yeah.
That was one of my first jobs when I got out here as far as writing material for movies, so it was pretty exciting.
Right, right. So people, if you want to, I know they can buy the movie Chasing Happiness on eBay and Amazon.
Yeah.
If
check
you
it out.
Want to hear that song and see what it went to and how it all, the story of that song goes really well with the movie, check out Chasing Happiness. So I want to talk about also a couple other things that are coming up that we're doing. And first of all, congratulations. Last night was a good friend of ours, Rike, R-I-Q-U-E is what he goes by. He did a one-man show, which was really, really entertaining, and we had the privilege of going to watch him and just wanted to say congratulations, Rike. You are the bomb. And people, if you haven't checked him out, he's connected to our Humanitarian Radio Facebook, so please look him up.
Yeah, he was great. And you know what I love about Rike is we have written positive songs together in the past, him and I. He is a musician, and he just uses that the power of laws of attraction. He thought of this play, he saw it come through, and he made it happen.
So yeah.
He just put the whole thing together in his mind, and to see it come to fruition was just awesome.
He is doing this one-man show around the country, so you know, make sure you check him out, because trust me when I tell you, you will be entertained. You will giggle. You will smile. You will have, all in all, a fabulous adventure going to hang out at any Riquet show. Okay, so coming up, we're going to be performing for one of our guests that was on the show early in the year, last year.
Yeah.
Vaina. Vaina had a couple of children, has a couple of children that are autistic, and she's got a fundraiser coming up.
That they're doing at the Rose Bowl. It's actually the 10th year that they're doing it at the Rose Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and it's a Walk for Autism. It's on the 26th. It's Saturday the 26th
of this month.
April.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to participate, I believe they do have a website that you can go check out. It is called walknowforautismspeaks.org. It's a great thing. And what they're doing is they do this walk all across the country. So if you go to the website, if you live in Florida, if you live in Montana, if you live in Connecticut, they're doing it all across the country, and they're just raising money. It's really for a great cause. And the band is actually going to be performing at this particular event in Los Angeles. It's actually in Pasadena at the Rose Bowl.
At the Rose Bowl, right.
And so we're really excited about doing that and just, you know, giving back. That's what we love to do.
We're going to be at the start-finish line. So we're going to be there at the crack of dawn, and we're going to hang until you guys get your last lap in.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be great to know that our listeners are doing this all across the country and supporting Vaina by doing that. Let us know if you've participated in one, and let us know that, you know, hey, I raised however much money because I walked, heard you guys, found out what you were doing, and you're supporting us. It's always fun for us to be able to brag about our listeners and what they're doing. So I'd like to play another song today called Road to Me. And something that strikes me with autism, if you're not familiar with autism, it's the inability for children to speak. They can't quite determine why they stopped speaking or never started to speak. And Road to Me is the thought that makes me say, parents are always searching to find the road to their child. So listen to the lyrics. The lyrics are on sainttone.com again. And we'll see you back in a minute.
I took a walk to see into the woods by myself. All I got was gone. I took turns and twists and slides and climbed around the branches of my thorns. And I got lost on the darker side. I broke down trees and left the light. It was way too. Away.
take a deep breath as well. Become a magnet to my soul to help me find strength to find the road. Someday. La la la.
That was a song I wrote called Road to Me. Again, you can find that at www.sainttone.com.
So, hey, we want to hear your stories. Tell us what you've been doing to support humanitarian effort in your neighborhood, in your state, in your country, in your world. We'd love to showcase you and focus on you. And if you know somebody doing something awesome that we need support for, let us know. Hop on humanitarianradio.com. And also, you can check us out on Facebook.
@/humanitarian radio.
Yeah, so make it a great week. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. And don't forget to tune in to next week's special guest.
Peace.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.